Hello, this is Caleb Hudson, member of Canadian Brass and graduate of Interlochen Arts Academy. You're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
I play the piano and I am 12 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Luke. That was Luke playing the Kids Commute theme on his piano. We would love to hear from you playing our theme on any instrument at all. You can find sheet music, instructions, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, kids commuters, and welcome to day three of Hansel and Gretel Week on Kids Commute. We're going to the opera in English and hearing this classic fairy tale in operatic form. Yesterday, Hansel and Gretel got in big trouble with Mom and got kicked out of the house to go pick strawberries. Today, they get lost in the woods. Yes, the next thing that happens is that Hansel and Gretel go out looking for strawberries, kind of lose their way, and start worrying that they're going to get hurt. So they're about to sing really the most famous piece of music from the opera. This is a piece called The Children's Prayer. The text is very simple. Hansel and Gretel are saying their prayers and praying that angels will protect them while they sleep in the forest, all alone, which is probably pretty scary. Here once again are Suzanne Mentzer and Heidi Grant Murphy. Andreas Delfs conducted the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra with Heidi Grant Murphy as Gretel and Suzanne Mentzer as Hansel, singing probably the most famous music from that opera, The Children's Prayer. So, thanks to the angels, our brave kiddos survived their night out in the woods, but they're not out of the woods yet. This wouldn't be Hansel and Gretel without a hungry witch, and we'll meet her tomorrow. By the way, if you are enjoying Hansel and Gretel, tune in to Classical IPR on Saturday at 1 o'clock because they'll be playing Hansel and Gretel from the Met, the Metropolitan Opera in New York City, on Saturday starting at 1. And now you're an expert on this opera, so I do recommend you give it a listen. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week long, we're asking you this question. If you get it right, we send you a little prize envelope, we give you a shout out on the air, and we enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. And I want you to know your Kids Commute team was hard at work yesterday. Our prize pack elf was here with us yesterday, and we sent out 22 prize packs for Get a Job Week, so those will be on their way to you. Watch your mailbox. Okay, here we go. Here's your chance. Since Hansel and Gretel are a famous pair of siblings, this week's Quizlet question is about another famous pair of siblings. What pair of brothers became famous for collecting fairy tales? Here's a hint. Now, I got kind of a kick out of this, but both brothers have the same middle name. They were named Jacob Ludwig Karl and Wilhelm Karl. And in doing their research, Karl and Karl interviewed Wilhelm's family and the nursery maid, who told them stories, the stories of Hansel and Gretel and Sleeping Beauty. And of course, those stories ended up in their books. Who are these brothers? Do you know the answer? Send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And congrats to all of you kids commuters who have got this all together. Oh, look, I see one of you just sent it in during the music today. Good job. Okay, so congrats to Finn, Gwyneth, Mario, Hector, Catherine, Sam, Jonah, and Gabe in Traverse City. And also to Ames and Copeland in Harbor Springs, who just got that answer in. And also, I want to point out and welcome a new Kids Commuter Quizlet ace, Kelton in Reed City. Good job, everybody. Take your chance. Send in your answer to area code 231-237-7482. Don't forget your name and address, and we should be sending out those prize packs on Monday. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio.